All right. Don't that just make you want to lift your hands high? Mm-hmm. It's 5 minutes after seven. That was, again, Meacham L. Clark with True Purpose Singing, a Richard Smallwood classic, His Mercies Endureth Forever. All right, so I'm going to get ready and round things up. Richard Smallwood's influence is evident in many choirs of the 90s and 2000s. And I asked Chris, who would seem to reflect the Smallwood influence the most. And he said, without hesitation, Donald Lawrence. Incidentally enough, when I visited his Instagram page this past week, he was among the list of artists showing immense appreciation and love in honor of the maestro's birthday. So, to close out this classic set, I leave you with a song I personally listened to every Friday night when I was away in Michigan back in the early 2000s. Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers have always been a fave of our show, so it's no surprise his name was the first off of Chris's list. For me, though, I think Kurt Carr's sound has a more Smallwood impact, but that's just me and my little tiny old opinion. Now, don't forget to check out the Total Praise autobiography of Richard Smallwood. It actually would probably make a really nice stocking stuffer. And it's currently available on Amazon for about $34.99. Hint, hint. My address is 916.
No.
Okay, let me stop. I want to thank you all again for having a seat with me, your girl DC, in the Classic Corner. This is When the Saints go to worship.
Hallelujah.
Off the album TriCity4.com, which incidentally turns 20 this year. So big up to Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers. Be blessed and bon courage, y'all. Thanks again for tuning in.
When the King of Kings As we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19, there are new support programs in place for those who need them, including a stronger, more accessible EI and 3 new recovery benefits. Continuing to support Canadians now will help keep us safe and make Canada more resilient. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn about the new income support programs. A message from the Government of Canada.
In the morning, There's no better way to start your Sunday
than with Mind, Soul, and Spirit with Jen, Chris, and DC.
Come on, let's get our praise on.
3 hours of power and praise.
Let me know.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Started, you took your time on me like the breath in the hands of an artist.
the pieces apart before life ever started. Took your time on me.
DJ, turn it up.
On mind, soul, and spirit, we go extra, extra. Here's a new track that's
fire.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
What an honor to be invited to the marriage of the Lamb. To come and worship Him, celebration. It's the joining of the bride and the son, the two becoming one. All the prophecies fulfilled in a moment, so we see.
Give Him glory for the
If you're tuning into Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3, it is now 7:34 in the a.m., and you just heard Maverick City Music featuring Upper Room with Getting Ready. Before that, you heard your girl Tahasha Cobbs Leonard with Royalty, and we opened that set up with Toronto's Royalty, Toronto Mass Choir with a Christmas classic, Little Drummer Boy, with a little bossa nova flavor to it. All right, hope you're sticking and staying with us. Don't go anywhere because, of course, we've got Jen's Powerful Playlist coming up to bring you some Christmas cheer. And we also have our picks of the week. We don't have a word of the day for you, but we've got brand spanking new music from a Montrealer that we are incredibly anxious to hear, anxious to play, and incredibly proud of.
Yes, speaking of Montrealers to be proud of, Gyra Gospel Choir and the Montreal Gospel Choir are doing their thing. You know, every single year they have a Christmas concert, and this year, with social distancing restrictions being what they are, they've decided to go virtual. This Christmas, Gyra Gospel Choir and MGC would like to introduce you to the new concert venue, your living room. It's called...
Yeah, that was good.
No, but that's what it's called. It's called Live dans ton salon, live in your living room. It's a new streaming platform. Now, the price of the tickets is $20, and you and your family can see Gyra singers, selected MGC singers, and musicians performing live in studio, of course, following COVID guidelines. And the rest of the MGC singers will participate in this concert via virtual videos. So invite your friends, your colleagues all over the world to this gospel experience. And maybe buy them a ticket as part of a Christmas gift. For more information, you can log on to the website livedantonsalon.com. Livedantonsalon.com. Or if you just Google Montreal Gospel Choir, you will definitely find all of that information. So kudos to Gyra Gospel Choir, and kudos to Carol, who is the hardest working choir director in the city. This is all taking place on the 19th of December at 8 p.m.
She's like, COVID, what? We still gonna have our yearly year-end Christmas concert.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, indeed, kudos. All right, so coming up here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3, we've got some Kenny Lewis with He Made a Way. Be blessed.
This is brand new music out of Chicago.
Pain. Didn't think that I would make it. We're taking you straight to church this Sunday morning. It's our sacred set of souls stirring music. On Mind, Soul, and Spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM.
You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You may run on for a long time.
May run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar.
Well,
go tell that midnight rider.
Well,
tell the gambler, the rambler. Bad,
tell
him God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
Well, stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news.
Dude.
My head's been wet with the midnight dew.
Dude.
I've been down on my bending knee,
dude.
Talking with the man from Galilee.
Dude.
My God spoke and he spoke so sweet.
Dude.
I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet.
Dude.
He put one hand upon my head.
Dude.
Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said.
Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Well, well.
Go tell that midnight rider.
Well, well.
Tell the gambler, the rambler.
You may run on for a long time.
You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
You may throw your rocks and hide your hand.
Yeah.
Plotting in the dark against your fellow man.
But yeah.
Sure as God made the day and night,
yeah.
What's done in the dark will be brought to the light.
Yeah.
You can run and hide,
yeah.
Slip and slide.
Yeah.
Talk about the moat in your neighbor's eye.
But yeah.
Sure as God made the rich and poor,
yeah.
You're going to reap just what you sow. You can run for a long time.
You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Well, well,
go tell that midnight rider.
Hey, now,
tell the gambler, the rambler.
Some brothers go to church just to signify, trying to make a date with the neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you, sure's your bone, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, you mark my word, you think that brother has gone to work. You're going to creep up and knock on his door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. You can run for a long time.
You may run on for a long time.
Run on. For a long time,
let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Well, well.
Go tell that midnight rider.
Yeah.
Tell the gambler, the rambler, backbiter. Tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
Here we go.
And now.
And now.
Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents Jennifer's Powerful Playlist.
Hello, 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 and welcome to my powerful playlist. Well, last month I spent my time griping about how morose November is. Well, now it's December and I am overjoyed because it's time for Christmas carols. I was first introduced to holiday music as a third grader at Nesbitt Elementary School, where the whole of the student body was taken out of class and made to sit cross-legged on the auditorium floor with a little songbook full of classics like Away in a Manger and Good King Wenceslas. Full disclosure, my mom didn't celebrate Christmas in our home, so this music was all new to me, and instantaneously I fell in love with the musical interpretation of The Birth of Our Messiah. So here we are in the Yuletide season, and musically there is one group who has defined themselves as the musical ambassadors of the season. I'm talking about Texas-based Pentatonix, who since 2011 have been regaling folks with their a cappella carols. This year they released their seventh album, their third Christmas project, featuring 13 seasonal favorites with some sacred classics intertwined. The album is aptly entitled We Need a Little Christmas, don't we?
You know that's right.
All right, here they are with their interpretation of Chris Tomlin's version of Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone.
Amen.
Amazing Grace, how
was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are
that was Pentatonix from their brand new album, aptly entitled We Need a Little Christmas, with Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, originally done by Chris Tomlin. Now, Dorothy, did you know of the original song by Chris Tomlin?
No, actually. My only song from Chris Tomlin?
Yes.
Would be... Oh, my gosh, and I lost the title.
That's fine.
In the Storm. I think that was him. In the Storm. I Praise You in the Storm. That's the only song I know from him.
Well, Chris Tomlin did come out with this version of Amazing Grace, which has become quite the praise and worship song. Actually, Israel Houghton has done it as a praise and worship song at Lakewood, and I've actually done it with my praise team. It's a really, really a beautiful song.
Can you give us a taste?
My chains are gone. I've been set free.
Just sing a little bit.
No,
just
thank
a
you.
Little touch. Jennifer.
All right. So, another artist that's come out. with a new Christmas album is a personal favorite of mine. Now, who would you consider some of my favorite gospel artists?
B.B. Winans.
I love B.B. I do.
But is it B.B.?
It's not B.B. Winans, but you said his name, so I had to take a moment.
And he is looking fly. Jennifer's husband, turn the radio off. I invite you, Jennifer, to follow him on Instagram if you can.
I will not.
Because he invites us into his exercise regimen.
I will
so
not.
He's showing us exactly what he's doing as far as taking care of himself, his
not.
Body, his
not.
Mental health, his emotional
not.
Health.
The Bible says, if you look upon. Anyway, let's continue. All right, so one of my favorite artists is Vashon Mitchell. Mm. There's something about his music that I always find relevant.
It's that Chicago sound.
Well, you know, and maybe it's the fact that I love his mohawk. I don't know. Just his music has always really meant something to me. And this Christmas season, he's come out with a brand new album, which actually is not out quite yet. He's only released two singles. The name of the album, again, all of the albums that are coming out right now are very aptly named. It's called Home for Christmas.
Okay.
Right? So he has two singles that are out right now. One is named Home With You, featuring somebody that you would like, Shantae Moore.
Yes, that's my girl.
And he also has a second single, which we're going to feature, entitled Lifted Up. Now, if you want to hear more of Vashon's music, today he will be hosting two 1-hour specials on Sirius XM Kirk Franklin Live. One of them will be at 11 a.m. and the other one will be in the evening. Let me see if I can get that time for you. And of course, technology does what it does. But if you log on to homeforchristmas.com or VashonMitchell.com, you'll be able to get information on both the Sirius XM concerts and on another virtual gathering he will be having on the 14th of December, entitled, again, Home for Christmas. So this is one of the two singles released just this week, with the album coming out this following week. This is Vashon Mitchell and Friends with Lift It Up.
Say it.
All right. Now, did you hear that little "and he shall reign forever and ever" at the end of that song?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
That's a little Christmas.
A little tribute to Handel's Messiah.
That's
there,
right.
With Vashon Mitchell and friends with the song "Lift It Up." Now, would it be Christmas without the quintessential gospel choral song? What is it? What is the quintessential Christmas choral song?
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World.
Yes.
Now,
which version are you playing?
Charles Butler and Trinity out of DC have released their brand, well, actually are releasing their brand new Christmas album entitled The Good News. I think everybody has been sitting in their living rooms coming up with great titles for this COVID Christmas season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, from We Need a Little Christmas to Christmas with the Family, and now The Good News with Charles Butler and Trinity. Now, they do Joy to the World, and they do it justice, doing both the traditional version and then putting some gospel fire on the end with soloist Erica Edmond, who blows the house down. Now, Charles Butler and Trinity were having some issues with Facebook taking down their virtual release, and so they just put up a brand new post on their page saying, it is on YouTube. So if you want to see their virtual release party for their brand new album, The Good News, it is up on YouTube. But for now, here is the single and the quintessential Christmas song featuring Erica Edmond, Charles Butler, and Trinity singing